I tell you, it's so great to be with you today that I can't find a word to describe it. And because I can't find a word, but insist upon using one, I have made up a word that describes it. Are you ready? Are you ready? It's wonderful. Yes, that's putting the fun and the wonderfulness together. You want to hear it again? Wonderful. Ah, I'm proud of that original word. And as I officially add it to the English language, yeah, it's time to put the meaning of this useful word into music form, you know? Wonderful music.
That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Pain in the Morning at 10:29 on Thursday. Having some fun there on the video podcast. We're learning to use some special effects. You better watch out. Hey, we're just coming off this crazy show we had. Subscriber only show, special edition, Thomas Paine podcast, subscriber only show on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. It's an early bonus version of the big Wednesday, big Thursday, episode 47 podcast. It'll be out sometime in the future, but we threw it to our folks, our subscribers first, and I think it's going over pretty damn well. There's a lot of feedback. We went live with that about 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Right now it's about midnight Eastern Standard Time. And we opened up with a little Wolfman Jack, one of my favorite guys. And we're off and running again. No rest for the weary, baby. And we are closing in on 2020 election. Things are ramping up as predicted and as anticipated. And again, I'll say it again. We appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit and all the new folks on there today. I appreciate it. It's a little promo about our show. We're going to do a special show and lay things out. And let me tell you something. The content of that show, it's out of control. It's Biden. It's the Bidens. It's Hunter Biden. It's Ray. It's Barr. It's insane is what it is. People are freaked out by it a little bit. And just when you think you've seen everything or heard everything, think again. We'll try to continue to surprise you. But it gets harder and harder to one-up ourselves on a regular basis. And so, hey, thanks for the support on there. It goes a long way, and that's really our main source of funding. Ads are, you know, maybe we can build this thing up where ads will be serious one day. I have my doubts because I plan to get a little bit more radical as time goes on and have more fun. And big corporations, they don't like when people have fun. They want you to be controlled and a robot, and they don't want you to tell the truth, that kind of thing. So whatever happens, happens. You figure, hell, if we can if we can build this thing independently and not have to worry about that stuff, it's pretty damn good. That would be pretty special. So again, thanks for your support on those platforms. Comes out to about 25 cents a day, or half the price of a cocktail, and an Intel happy hour that lasts all month long and puts you in a position of strength for yourself and your family on a lot of the stuff we break. We're literally months, years ahead of many others out here. There are some other good folks as well, but I don't think anybody has the hooks that we have. And our record speaks for itself. So thank you again, folks. And we move right along. Where are we going? Coming off that show, I have to skin that into a podcast for tomorrow. That's not a problem. Most of the hard work and heavy lifting was done tonight. But I was glad to get it out the door to you folks. And I hope it is well received and well appreciated, because that was the point. And we may be doing... I think we're going to be leaning to that in the future. So jump in on those platforms, because we might be releasing stuff on there first. And who knows, by the time we're done there only and on our own platform that we conceptually building in my head every day. Let's go to the videotape to start out here. There's something very strange going on for sure.
There's something specific going on behind the scenes right now that we did feel we should tell you about. So on Monday of this week, we received from a source a collection of confidential documents related to the Biden family. We believe those documents are authentic, they're real, and they're damning. At the time we received them, my executive producer, Justin Wells, and I were in Los Angeles preparing to interview Tony Bobulinski about the Biden's business dealings in China, Ukraine, and other countries. So we texted a producer in New York, and we asked him to send those documents to us in L.A., and he did that. So Monday afternoon of this week, he shipped those documents overnight to California with a large national carrier, a brand name company that we've used, you've used countless times with never a single problem. But the Biden documents never arrived in Los Angeles. Tuesday morning, we received word from the shipping company that our package had been opened and the contents were missing. The documents had disappeared. Now, to its credit, the company took this very seriously and immediately began a search. They traced the envelope from the moment our producers dropped it off in Manhattan on Monday all the way to 3:44 a.m. yesterday morning. That's when an employee at a sorting facility in another state noticed that our package was open and empty. Apparently, it had been opened. So the company's security team interviewed every one of its employees who touched the envelope we sent. They searched the plane and the trucks that carried it. They went through the office in New York where our producer dropped that package off. They combed the entire cavernous sorting facility. They used pictures of what we had sent so that searchers would know what to look for. They went far and beyond, but they found nothing. Those documents have vanished. As of tonight, the company has no idea and no working theory even about what happened to this trove of materials, documents that are directly relevant to the presidential campaign just 6 days from now. We spoke to executives at that company a few hours ago. They seemed baffled and deeply bothered by this, and so are we.
Tucker, you ever hear...
There's always a lot going on that we don't have time to get to on the air. But
Tucker, do you ever...
There's something...
Why is this Tucker keep playing? Right, I'm sorry, Tucker. I was about to insult you, but you keep interrupting me. You ever hear of Xerox, buddy? Sometimes it's... These guys think that this is like no big deal, right? When you're going after these guys, this is not a game. It's not. It's not a game at all. And I'm not surprised by anything, and neither should they be, but you have to take better precautions and you have to guard your intel. What if there was a list of confidential sources that the newspaper used or Fox News used in that envelope? You got to be better than that, folks. Come on. FedEx, UPS, really? Scan them, encrypt them, and send them. I mean, it's crazy, right? You have to be better about that. Or maybe I'm just paranoid or whatever. I'm not sure.
You guys ready?
They shipped it on Tuesday. to get to Tucker, and guess what happened? Tuesday's gone with the wind. Tucker, you got to be smarter about that. Anybody else out there doing this stuff? You got to guard your intel. You got to safeguard it, especially if you're dealing with sources and stuff. God forbid there was any information identifying the source who gave them that. That's bad. Bad juju. You got to be better now. And don't act surprised. These guys play for keeps, man. They got their tentacles everywhere. This is how they stay out of jail. I hope you made a copy, brother. Let that be a lesson to you folks who think this is like some kind of, oh, it's just a fun game. We're LARPing on Twitter. We're LARPing. When you go after these guys, don't be surprised when they push back. It happens. Tuesday's Gone with the Wind by Metallica. Of course, that's a Lynyrd Skynyrd cover. What else did we have going on? A lot of stuff, as a matter of fact. Now let's get back into it. So, okay, we covered that. Let's go back to the videotape. We're working in more video here. And folks on those platforms I mentioned have access to the video podcast. And the show we did tonight was very heavy in video. I went into my professor mode and was showing documents and cruising around the documents and analyzing them. It's always fun. We used to do that at Citigroup all the time and other places, working for Uncle Sam, giving presentations, scaring the shit out of people about the things we were working on, both in Citigroup and Uncle Sam. So I know my way around a presentation. I'm no wallflower.
I'm like, excuse me, I'm fumbling here with my slide. Can you just hold on for some audio visual?
I don't think so, man. Let's go back to the videotape. Oh, we got a story about the Wolfman again in Pennsylvania. So you know what that calls for.
Rock and roll, everybody. Oh, Wolfman Jack, I can go bring it on.
What do you think? I think we went to more trouble than it was worth.
Get out of here.
Wolfman Jack.
I tell you, man. I tell you, if I was getting so big time here lately, I think I'd give up our eyebrow plucking altogether.
Gonna play your record high.
The Wolfman of Pennsylvania. Governor Dumbass Tom the Dumbass Wolfman Wolf. You know the shooting in Philadelphia? And the burning of the city down because some street urchin came at cops with a knife? They would have killed a cop. Or more than one. This lunatic. But the Wolfman, like I said in yesterday's podcast, yesterday's morning podcast, these politicians stoke these problems and literally throw gasoline on their own buildings and local businesses and homeowners down in the city by being such fucking wimps and cowards. They can't call it the way it is. They have to spin it. Look at this fucking asshole Wolf. This is his Twitter.
First, my heart goes out to the family of Walter Wallace Jr. My heart breaks for his parents and all of his loved ones.
Who fucking cares? He tried to kill cops.
No one should ever have to face the immense tragedy and grief that they are grappling with today.
What? The fuck is this guy talking about? Clap for the wolf, man. He's lost his mind. This is the byproduct of being a rich kid.
a rich little asshole. We must address the systemic problems that cause tragedies against people of color. Yeah, tragedy against people of color? He tried to kill a cops. Fuck are you talking about? This guy's the governor of a massive major state.
Be it education, gun violence, public health, or the need for additional criminal justice and police reform, too many of our social challenges affect people of color disproportionately, leading to conflict and violence.
Yeah, the cops made the guy attack him.
My administration has been in constant contact with the mayor's office and will be ready to assist with requests when they are made to keep...
It's like... Does he say anything about the cops here? The cops are... Their asses are on the line all the time? And that this guy was a lunatic? No, not a word. You know why? The Wolfman and his leprechaun buddy, the mayor of Philadelphia, they are communists. They don't care about cops. They don't like cops. Actually, they do like, they like it when cops get rolled and beaten and roughed up. Okay? So fuck this guy. I told you, this guy's garbage. You might want to try, but I gonna keep him. Clap for the Wolfman. Clap for the Wolfman. Jesus. It's unbelievable. We're off and running, already having some fun. I really like doing this show and messing around. And we're getting better at it. We're incorporating some regular characters and some regular songs, like putting Wolfman Jack as intro for this idiot from Pennsylvania. I'd like to bring Wolfman Jack into the mix because he's such a legend on the microphone, and as a generation, doesn't even know who the hell he is. A lot of the hijinks you hear on the radio, he was the original guy causing trouble. Grant calling people out in L.A. and messing with people. This was like 1950s, 1960s. I mean, this is a long time ago. That guy's a pioneer. Speaking of things, people who were born a long time ago, and who think they're a pioneer. First headline, Dr. Fauci tells Australians that COVID in the U.S. is getting worse and worse and might not get close to normal until 2022. Well, you know where this is going. Don't want no short people.
Don't want no short people.
In the waning days of a bitterly partisan presidential election amid a global pandemic, there appears to be some significant distance between President Donald Trump and the nation's supposed top epidemiologist, Dr. Anthony Short People Fauci, over the national outlook. God, that was a long lead. Who's writing this? Who wrote this? Ted Kaczynski? In a teleconference interview with the University of Melbourne, Professor Shitsji. Shitsji Crapper? What? This is. What? Shitsji? Capier. Dr. Fauci told his mostly Australian audience,
I think it would be easily by the end of
2021 and perhaps into the next year before we start having some semblance of normality. Yeah, I'm sure. You've been right about everything so far. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the U.S., Fauci, was taking part in a new series, Conversations on COVID-19, The Global View. He continued by explaining the term normality.
I say, if normal means you can get people in the theater without worrying about what we call congregate-setting super infections, if we can get restaurants to open almost at full capacity.
This guy's a dope. I'm a liar and a criminal. Thank you. Next story. Next. Here's one. We'll go with the music first because it's one of the classic songs of all time, especially from my youth. Right. I have to say the music is real stellar tonight. Headline, police will enter homes and break up Christmas dinners if families break lockdown rules. And there will be riots, predicts police commissioner. This is in the UK. Fucking anarchy in the UK. The Sex Pistols were only a few decades behind. You imagine you're eating dinner and some asshole comes in? You're under arrest. Bitch, you better be able to dodge a hot roll. You better grab onto that wishbone and hope I don't get to my stash first of goodies for people who break in my house. Police chiefs have warned that Christmas family celebrations will be broken up by officers if they flout lockdown rules. Try that in the U.S. You know what the first course of the dinner is? A lead salad. David Jamieson, the West Midlands Police and Crime Commissioner, said officers will investigate reports of rule-breaking over the festive period. On the flip side, can I call in my in-laws? They live in Pennsylvania, but I mean, if I just want them to be hassled. Joking, of course. The West Midlands are currently under Tier 2 restriction, meaning people cannot mix with other households or bubbles inside. What, they even outlawed bubbles? Mr. Jamieson said, if we think there are large groups of people gathering where they shouldn't be, even at dinner, then police will have to intervene. If, again, there's a flagrant breaking of the rules, then police will have to enforce. It's not the police's job to stop people enjoying their Christmas. However, we are there to enforce the rules that the government makes. And if the government makes those rules, then the government has to explain that to the public. This guy's a fucking robot zombie. These guys would arrest Santa Claus, too. Unbelievable. Can you imagine this? Do you think this is headed over here? I don't think this shit would fly. I mean, they've gotten away with a lot over here, but I don't think this shit would fly. This is what happens when they take all your guns away, people in Australia and the UK. It's insane. Absolutely insane. We go from the Sex Pistols right over next door. Down across the way. And this is good music for a Thursday for sure. A Thursday before the 2020 election. Might as well kick it off with a couple kicks in the ass. Headline, Cruz in a heated exchange with Twitter's Dorsey. Who the hell elected you? Now, Cruz is talking about the clampdown. Social media geeks clampdown on us all on the conservative side. And Cruz asks them, Senator Ted Cruz, during a hearing on Wednesday, accused Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey of censoring content with an anti-conservative bias. The Texas Republican focusing his argument around a policy the tech company has since changed. Cruz slammed Dorsey during the Senate Committee Commerce hearing over the company's decision earlier this month to limit a spread of New York Post report that included allegations about Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, that have been disputed by the former vice president's campaign. Company initially blocked users, including the Post, from tweeting links to the article, citing Twitter's hacked material policy. The company later amended the policy and allowed users to share the links. Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs? Cruz asked Dorsey during a heated exchange on Wednesday.
We're not doing that, Dorsey responded.
Oh, okay. What are you doing? So, what? You just fucking kicked Drew Bundert off of Twitter for no reason. No reason given. Yeah, you're gone. We're like, yeah, why'd you do that? Because Drew Bundert, all we literally did, no one ever commented on anything. We just posted stories. There was no, like on my Twitter, I post comments, make fun of people, get in people's faces. There was nothing of that. There was never any of that. 160,000 people gone. What happened? What do we do wrong? No answer. No emails. Nothing. So fuck you, Dorsey. Fuck you and your Bin Laden beard.
This is why I opened this hearing with calls for more transparency. We realize we need to earn trust more. We realize that the more accountability is needed to show our intentions and to show the outcomes. So I hear the concerns and acknowledge them, but we want to fix it with more transparency.
Here's the transparency. You guys are fucking asshole geeks with a stick up your ass because you didn't get laid in high school and college. And now it's some kind of a weird payback. Half of you guys are all fucked up perverts and the other half are psychopaths. That's about as transparent as it's going to get. And you want to stick it to people because you're trying to further your twisted political ideology. God only knows what the hell runs through your fucked up minds. I don't want to know. And as soon as I can get the hell off your shitty platform, I plan on doing it. Or changing gears. Dorsey is not working for the clampdown. He's working the clampdown. All right, we move right along. Concerned about election unrest, Beverly Hills will close Rodeo Drive. Oh, man. How about some down Rodeo? This is an unfortunate development. Beverly Hills luxury retail Mecca Rodeo Drive will be closed to cars and pedestrian traffic on Election Day and after that one day more, a move the city's police chief calls a proactive approach to possible protests. Where in the world am I going to get my ostrich coat? Paul Manafort bought his ostrich coat on Rodeo. Police Chief Dominic Rivetti shares a message about election week in the city of Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills Police Chief Dominic Rivetti said his department will go on full alert and that businesses might choose to close down or limit operation. You think there's going to be a problem? They're going to riot? They're going to riot on Rodeo Drive. There's going to be a sale. Crowd gets unruly. They mark something down 0.5%. The move came as City Hall encourages some businesses to board up their high-end stores. Board it up? I beg to differ, my good man. I put boards on my store. Someone said that was abstract art and offered me $20,000 for the plywood.
As Election Day approaches, Rivetti said in a videotaped announcement, he's like in a he's in a remote location. Rodeo Drive will be closed, he said, to vehicle and pedestrian traffic on November 3rd and 4th.
Wow, it's getting crazy out there.
I thought, well, wait a minute. This is Beverly Hills. They've supported the peaceful protest by Black Lives Matter. I guess they're not so peaceful if you're boarding up the stores. If you're boarding up your windows, maybe it's not so peaceful. Be careful who you support out there, folks. You might not be the only one looking for an ostrich coat. Oh, man. We are rocking and rolling here. Let's move on to the next nightmare. I mean, story. Ghislaine Maxwell woken up and strip searched every 3 hours in jail to ensure she doesn't kill herself like Epstein. Nothing stops a suicidal thoughts like getting strip searched on a regular basis. This is some Bureau of Prisons bars bars running. But since we're talking about her getting strip searched, and let's play some Fight the Power by the Bare Naked Lady. Since we're talking about the Bare Naked Lady, we'll go Bare Naked Lady. Wow, so Ghislaine Maxwell gets a taste of the medicine that she was giving sexual trafficked and sexual exploited and sexually molested and assaulted victims. Being woken up in the middle of the night and strip searched, so to speak. I think she has it a lot easier than the women she was pimping for Mr. Epstein and also for herself and who knows, God knows who else. We'll never know. They killed him. They killed the fucking linchpin.
I committed suicide. I was crazy. Everything went wrong, Barr said. Oh, the craziest thing. Yeah. We talk about it down at Weight Watchers and our support group. It's wild.
Fuck out of here. Ghislaine Maxwell is woken up and strip searched every 3 hours to make sure she doesn't kill herself. Epstein hanged himself, supposedly, while facing child sex trafficking charges, and the authorities are determined former girlfriend Maxwell doesn't do the same as she awaits trial for acting as his pimp. Somebody actually said pimp. I can't believe it. Is this bitch even locked up? I haven't seen one picture of her locked up. I haven't seen one picture of her... I haven't seen one picture of her arrested in handcuffs in custody. I didn't see her when she was arraigned. There was a video arraigned. I didn't... Where was she at? Is she in prison? I mean, I'm dead serious. Are we just supposed to believe that she's in prison? Seriously. I mean, how do you really know? How do you know? We don't know. Who knows where the hell she is? Show us the money, Barr. 58-year-old socialite is currently being held in the grim New York jail after being denied. We're supposed to care how her conditions are. Brian Basham, public relations veteran and close friend of the Maxwell family, said prison guards have stopped talking to her. She's in solitary confinement in a 9-foot by 7-foot cell. Hey, I've been in smaller cells. 9 by 7 is not bad. That's like a fucking, that's like a 3-bedroom suite. Basham is helping Maxwell's family in their bid to have her freed on bail. Well, that's going to go well. Her bail release comes with a 1-way ticket to Paris. She's in on her own floor and has a very small cell but doesn't have a table to put her computer on. Oh, man. Warden, oh, warden. Dragging your cup, tin cup along the bars. Warden, this case is ridiculously stale. I demand, who do I speak to get some fresh case here? Did you people ever hear of Eggs Benedict? You sons of bitches, you will not get away with this. Where is my lobster thermidor? Right on, the fuck is going on here? They were waking her up every 3 hours to search her, and the noise outside her cell with the guards laughing and joking and yelling to each other is very disturbing. So she doesn't get much sleep. It's bizarre. It's not like the broad's got a fucking day job. Who cares if she gets any sleep? Oh. You can't even make this stuff up. And we roll right along. Seriously, it's crazy. Okay. In the United States, are we already in a new civil war? Very interesting. And what do we have for this? You can probably take a guess what we have for this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you do.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
Experts say that a new civil conflict will look nothing like the last one. Well, I hope so. Those wool uniforms are tacky, my man. You have something in a seersucker or a herringbone? But that the country is on the verge of a large-scale violence, political violence. Yeah, it's you're a victim of political violence every time you're on Twitter. Log on to Twitter. It's like, let me check my message. Whoa. I got to get the hell off of Twitter. That's pretty radical on here. America's COVID-19 numbers aren't under control. Okay. In many places, they're getting worse. Large portions of the West Coast are on fire. Social media is fueling genocides and political violence in the U.S. is increasing. People are marching in the streets, aligned with two ideologically distinct factions. Many of them, overwhelmingly from one side, are armed, and violence and death has resulted when these two sides have clashed. I don't know. I kind of get along with everybody when I go out. I'm not out kicking ass. The signs of a coming conflict are everywhere. Political polarization is up. Gun and ammunition sales have spiked. People buy these things to protect themselves, not go out in the street and fucking mow people down. This isn't a video game. Where's this fucking thing from? I'm not reading this. This is stupid. Next. They're just trying to stoke fear and shit. I don't know. Something could happen, right? But I think that... I don't know, a lot of stuff I see online and on Twitter and stuff, and it's like make-believe. It's not even real. I don't mean to minimize certain strife and stuff like that, but are we to believe that the people in the street this summer and the people in the street right now in Philadelphia are really aggrieved? How aggrieved can you be when you go in the street to protest somebody's killing and you score a couple fucking flat screens in the process? I mean, that's that. Can you imagine Dr. Martin Luther King and everybody in the Civil Rights March coming over the bridge in Selma and everybody had a TV set in their hand? The fuck? And they took it from a department store? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If you're really aggrieved, you don't care about television sets and clothes and looting. You're in it for the long haul. You're in to affect change. These people, whites, blacks, They're looting stores just so they can loot stores. It's close to Christmas. They want to get some shit. And when you're paid to be out in the street by people to cause trouble, light fires, firebomb cop cars, those people are not, it's not a grassroots uprising. So I don't know. This is from, you know where this is from? They threw this in here to send me over the edge. This is from Vice. So this is how the left sees it. The left thinks that we're all killers. If you defend yourself, you're a killer. But if you get run over or mowed down, you're just an unfortunate casualty. It was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'll read you this paragraph. You can see what I'm talking about. See if you agree with this paragraph. This is how the other side thinks, quote unquote, the other side. Of course, most of the media is on the other side, ideologically. They're communists. Listen to this paragraph. What a crock of shit it is. That's why I stopped in my tracks. The signs of a coming conflict are everywhere. Political polarization is up. Gun and ammunition sales have spiked. Killers such as Kyle Rittenhouse are being lauded by their political allies, and protests are widespread in American cities. Police kill unarmed people in the street. The government is polarized and corrupt, and our institutions are failing. Armed militias patrol U.S. streets, and groups like the Adam Waffen Division and the base plot to start a larger conflict. Mass shootings, sometimes ideologically motivated and other times not, occur frequently. Poverty and unemployment are widespread. And mass evictions loom as Congress stalls to help those in need. No mention of Antifa. No mention of the thugs in BLM. But we move along. We don't need no civil war, and we don't need no fucking cement heads from Ace telling us what's going on. Ace, Vice, whatever the hell the name is. Headline, Supreme Court rejects a GOP appeal and allows Democrats to extend North Carolina vote by mail. Deadline. Who is texting me at 1 a.m.? It better be good. Hold the wire. I don't even know. Fuck's going on here? It only handles so much breaking news during the week. I'll check on that later. Okay, so we're playing the game again, aren't we? So Democrats are allowed to extend North Carolina vote by the mail-in deadline, just like Pennsylvania. You know who's behind it? This fuckstick, John Roberts. The Supreme Court has voted 5-3 to deny a request by Republicans to overturn a decision by Democratic authorities in North Carolina to allow mail-in ballots to be counted 9 days. 9 days after the election without a witness signature? I told you these pricks were going to turn this into fucking election week, election month. 9 days? Kiss North Carolina goodbye. Let's see how these assholes broke it down, these fucking mannequins on the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, what a farce. Justices Neil Gorsuch, Samuel Alito, and Clarence Thomas dissented. Though only Gorsuch and Alito signed the dissent. Newly sworn in Justice Amy Coney Barrett did not participate in the decision. Wouldn't have mattered anyhow, presumably. This fucking Kavanaugh guy is turning into a real piece of shit. We need to send some kegs to his house right now. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined the liberal justices, though for reasons that are unclear. They're assholes. They're rhinos. It's pretty fucking clear. That blubbering Kavanaugh, crying like a fuck. This is what you get, right? Everybody stop being mean to Judge Kavanaugh, man. Give him a chance. Come on. It's unfair. Yeah? How you like me now? Where's that song? Cue that song up. You still feel the same way? This guy's turned out to be a real lightweight so far. Think about this. This is like a de facto amendment in Pennsylvania. They extended by 372 hours. Now 9 days. I mean, look, we expect John Roberts to shit the bed, right? Because who knows what they got on him. But Kavanaugh? They're just rewriting the Constitution of the United States with the stroke of their fucking pens. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're rewriting the entire election code, the entire... It's insane. Who the fuck are these guys? Who elected these fucking guys? Gorsuch dissent. These guys are playing the game. There's no doubt about it. Gorsuch's dissent argues that the I'm starting to get pissed off, that the state legislator had already passed new election laws and it had sole constitutional authority to set election rules. The party before us all acknowledged that, and under the federal constitution, only the state legislature and Congress may prescribe the times, places, and manners of holding elections. Thank you. Just said that. Did I go to your fancy law school? No. Gorsuch, joined by Alito, said the legislator had not given the board a blank check allowing it to rewrite the election code and any and all consent decrees it may wish to enter. Exactly. Fucking exactly. My God. I'm going back to the Civil War story. Now I'm leaning more toward a Civil War. Better just chill out for now on that. To be continued, for sure. This is where we're at, right? You can't even... Let's see what we got next. We're cruising. We're covering some ground today. This is the day that would never end for me. We just keep rocking and rolling. 12:45 a.m. Michigan gun shop owners say riots have brought floods of single moms arming themselves to protect their children. Now, if you read Vice, the moms are going to go in the street and start gunning people down. How about some squeeze, and you get your gun? As I said, people buy guns to protect themselves, their property, and their loved ones. Vice thinks everybody with a gun is going to start mowing people down in the street. You'll know what if it happens, Vice. A Michigan gun shop owner told Breitbart News that Black Lives Matter related riots in Grand Rapids back in May brought a flood of single mothers into her store seeking to protect their children. Don't mess with mom. She said her biggest sales day occurred while rioting in downtown Grand Rapids the night after George Floyd protests took place. WOOD-TV reported that Grand Rapids Police Department headquarters was tagged with expletives. Storefront windows were smashed. Properties were destroyed. Police cruisers were torched. Annie's getting her gun and she's going to protect her kids. Millions of dollars of damage were done in the city. Mayo said her customers were scared after the riots. There was a lot of single mothers that were coming in. Never would have believed it in their whole entire life that they would own a firearm. And they came to my store and said they need to protect themselves, but more importantly, they need to protect their children. Mayo said a significant portion of her customers are from the city of Grand Rapids and are poor. They're fearing for their lives, and their budget is around $200 to $350 price range, she said. Unbelievable. Why don't we have the right to be able to defend ourselves? Common middle-class people don't have enough money to pay for a bodyguard. So the next best thing is for us to be able to protect ourselves. It's everyone's right to own a firearm. Don't worry. Don't think it's not possible. These idiots on the Supreme Court are rewriting election law. They're creating de facto amendments to change the entire election, 240 plus years of elections. You don't think they can do the same for guns? The Second Amendment? Bullshit. These guys think they can do anything they want. Special place in hell for all these communists, I swear to God. This Kavanaugh guy's a fucking jellyfish. A jellyfish. Drinking beer. What are you drinking? Fucking light beer from Miller? Him and his beer. I like to have a couple beers. Like he's like a man's man. What are you drinking? A White Claw, pal? Because you're fucking voting like you're drinking White Claw. Fuck out of here. You guys remember Squeeze? Now that was a group back in the day. This goes out to the Supreme Court tempted, right? Take a little sidebar. And I went away to college. We were freshmen, obviously. You first get to college. But we had these senior chicks. And hanging out with them one night. Like, you guys are so funny. Come hang out with us in our sorority. We're like, whoa, this is getting serious. That escalated quickly. And they're chilling out. And these are like women. We were like little kids, you know what I mean? 17, 18. These chicks are like 22. And they're like, they were listening to Squeeze. Pulling Muscles from Michelle, that kind of stuff. Cool for Cats. Tempted, this song. And I'm like, they're like, you don't know who Squeeze is? Like, yeah, Squeeze. We know who Squeeze is. Don't worry about it. We're all acting cool. Like, oh, I love this song. This is a great song. They're like, you guys don't know too many words. I don't know what's going on with you guys. If you like Squeeze, you don't know the song. It's like, hey. It's not cool for guys to sing along. You know what I mean, ladies? So the next day, it was like a Sunday. It was like a Friday. Maybe it was a Saturday or Sunday. I don't know what it was. But we're hanging out on a Friday or Saturday. The next day we woke up. We said, we got to get to the mall and get some Squeeze tapes. I don't know who the hell these Squeeze guys are. But the next time we hang out with these chicks, we're going to know our Squeeze. You better put the Squeeze on if you want to get the Squeeze on. It's just funny when you're young like that. It's like a big concern for you, right? You guys know who I'm talking about out there. You gentlemen, we all started on our journey at the same time, and we're all still very tight, very tight. Going on 40 years. Yeah, it is, right? 40, coming up on 40 years since I was hanging out with these guys, and we're still tight. Talk every day, every single day. It's insane. I'll tell you what, I probably know every word of this song. Anyway, just a little sidebar. I like to point those things out. One day my kids will be listening to this. No, they won't. Man, Dad's gone. Let's listen to some of his old shows. Wow, he was quite the ladies' man. I don't think so. I don't think the kid. Most of the time they got their own things going on. Speaking of babies and being young, wrong song. We'll get there, Bruce. Calm down. Oh my God, Becky. Bruce is trying to muscle in. It is so big. Miles Taylor admits he was anonymous. White House official behind the New York team resistance op. I don't know who this fucking baby face is, but he looks like he's younger than we were when we were buying Squeeze cassettes at the mall. Where do these dopes come from? This guy looks like he would be carted to buy a beer. What the hell does he know about anything? When I was that age, you think you know stuff, right? When I was a reporter in my 20s, I thought I was the man. I was an idiot looking back on it. And the New York Times is publishing this guy like he's some top-level guy? This guy looks like a congressional page back in the day. Before Dennis Hastert got to him. He's a little baby. Baby's got back. Baby, get back and get the hell out of here. Miles Taylor, chief of staff of the Department of Homeland Security under Kirstjen Nielsen, remember that broad, revealed Wednesday that he was the anonymous senior White House official who authored a critical op-ed on President Donald Trump. This guy is, I don't know how old this guy is. Maybe I'm just getting old. I would card this guy for cigarettes. You have to get, maybe I'll put a picture of him up if I remember to cut it in post-production. This guy is a child. I think he also works for CNN, not a surprise. It's all rigged, folks. It's all rigged. So the New York Times publishes this guy, some kind of an authoritative sage in the government who's been there 20, 30 years and knows what he's talking about. This guy is still using acne cream. Chief of Staff at the Department of Homeland Security. What, are you handing those out like junior G-man badges back in the day?
This is Jay Gahuva. These fine young gentlemen have earned a G-badge today. And you too can be, grow up to be a G-man.
This guy's a total lightweight. He also wrote a book I'm sure he cashed in on. Maybe he made enough money where you could buy some bubblegum cards. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's another media-sponsored hoax. Baby got back. Okay, all right. Take it easy, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Where do they find these losers that they trumpet as champions and they turn out to be total frauds, by the way? Speaking of that, we're moving on.
On the streets of a runaway American dream. Bruce, we love you, Bruce.
Bruce Springsteen says it's time for an exorcism in our nation's capital. I agree. You know, the exorcism was filmed in Washington, D.C., in Georgetown. You know those steps? The priest falls down all those steps. That's still in Georgetown. I agree with Bruce. I think most of the people in Congress should be kicked down those steps. Like the priest. And that's a good start. I think he's on to something here.
The last 4 years have been a fucking nightmare. Bruce!
I don't know what Bruce is talking about. Last week he says if Trump wins, he might move to Australia. Is he going to rename this song Born to Run Away? I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen wants to exorcise Washington, D.C., of President Donald Trump and his allies.
Yeah, I have to talk like Bruce. Bruce is hip. He's down with the struggle from his 220, 250-acre horse farm in Colts Neck. A real guy who knows our struggles out here.
I was born in Asbury Park.
And we know. Every fucking time you talk to me. In this latest installment of his E Street radio show on Sirius, the rocker called the last 4 years
a fucking nightmare. It's time for an exorcism. In just a few days, we'll be throwing the bums out. I thought it was a fucking nightmare, but it was so true.
What bums are we throwing out? The same guy who hung out with Michelle Obama and hung out with Obama, hung out with the Obamas on Geffen's yacht. This guy's really down with the struggle. He doesn't know what the hell's going on out here on Main Street. Just because he wrote a song about everything that ever happened in the world. Most of his stuff is pretty bad. Early stuff like this. Come on. You can't argue with it. But as politics crept into his music, down the tubes. Later in the episode, the boss complained about the lack of art, culture, fun, and joy in Trump's White House. He smeared First Lady Melania Trump. Same guy hangs out, by the way, when he had his Broadway play. Michelle Obama's up there, parading around with him after. Private guest at his Broadway show. She's literally wearing, like, pajamas out in the street. I don't know what was going on there. Maybe she thought it was a fucking slumber party. I don't know. He's hanging out with her in her pajamas. He's attacking and smearing Melania Trump. Okay, that makes sense. Bruce falsely accused Melania Trump of ripping out the Rose Garden when, in fact, she oversaw a renovation of the garden.
There's no art in the White House. There's no literature, no poetry, no music.
Springsteen says in his show.
There are no pets in the White House.
What are you talking about? Fauci's been there almost every day.
No loyal man's best friend. No socks. No family cat.
It sounds like he's writing a song, right? His next album is White House Pets. It's going to be a big hit. It's coming out on Ronco. This guy is... he's probably pretty boring to a lot of people, but I get a kick out of him because he's become kind of a cartoon character as far as I'm concerned. Here we go. Facebook and Twitter CEOs can't name a leftist they have censored. These guys think they're fucking cowboys, don't they? They grew up, they're convinced that they're some kind of, they're out there. We're out there rustling up social media and promoting the democratic ideologies of the Democratic Party. We're real cowboys out here. Yeah, you guys are real pioneers, real gunslingers. Waylon's got some... He's got some advice for you dopes. Dorsey's got the Bin Laden beard now, the nose ring. Dude, you're like 50. Okay? You're 50. Fuck's wrong with you? With the beard. Both the Facebook CEO, Mark the Martian Zuckerberg, and Twitter CEO, Jack Bin Laden Beard Dorsey, were unable to name a leftist individual or entity that they have censored on their platforms during Wednesday's Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation hearing. I don't see the suppression of high-profile liberal commentators, noted Senator Mike Lee. Mike Lee? This has him listed as a Republican from Arizona. I believe he's from Utah. Hey, why let a few facts get in the way of a good story? So, for example, have you ever censored a Democratic senator? How about President Obama? How about a Democrat presidential candidate? How about Planned Parenthood? Can you name me one high-profile person or entity from a liberal ideology who you have censored and what particular action you took? Inquired Lee of the CEOs. Response to his question, Facebook spaceman Mark Zuckerberg stated that he would need to get a list, but did not have any names of high-profile left-wing individuals or entities off the top of his head. Senator, I can get you a list of some more of this, but there are certainly many examples that your Democratic colleagues object to when a fact-checker might label something as false, they disagree with, and they're not able to prove. Warning, warning, battery low, warning, warning. These guys got nothing. They're full of shit. in response to the same question, Dorsey seemed to echo Zuckerberg's answer.
Yeah, what he said. Whatever he said, this guy is the same thing.
I will get you a more exhaustive list, just like Mark said. Me.
These guys are dopes.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Get the hell off of these platforms as best as you can.
It's bad news all the way around, folks. It really is. It really is.
Hey, check out that we'll have podcast episode 47 up later today, but it's going to basically echo that special show we did last night on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So if you want to get early access to it, baby, jump in and help support us. A lot of people, we've had a spike this month and this month specifically. You know it's late. I'm losing the ability to talk. If I talk much longer, I'm not going to be able to say much. You sons of bitches. Nobody does that to me on my own show. So thanks on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit for your patronage. And again, I said it before and I'll say it again. We're not funded by millionaires or billionaires. And for about this, less than a price of a hamburger. That's another way of putting it, right? You gladly pay me for a hamburger on Tuesday? Hey, no problem, okay? Less than a price of a hamburger. You get access for the whole month to all the video podcasts. And as we roll out more video and more audio visual aids, that's going to be important. As you will see in this special broadcast we did last night, and also when I reskin that, as majority of that will be part of the episode 47 podcast, and there'll be many references to what we're doing and looking at on the video, because I'm not going to record it twice. We don't have that kind of staff. So I'll pick and choose and cherry pick that one and put it together with some duct tape and a dream, and it'll be out the door sometime today. But until then, hey, we appreciate your help on those platforms, and it goes a long way. It goes a long way, as I've said, and you know my feelings on that. So we appreciate it. And here's a song for you folks having to do with perhaps next, the election day coming up on Tuesday. And we'll see you soon enough again. And then again tomorrow morning for Pain in the Morning to round out the week. Round out what's been a crazy week, and I can only imagine what's in store for us in the next 24 hours. If you like episode 47, I'll say it now, and you like what you're hearing on the private platform, spread the word. We could use all the help we can get. See you folks soon. Take care and God bless. My
won't you be left alone? Well, when this train ends, I'll try again. I'll leave my woman at home. Tuesday's gone with the wind. Tuesday's gone with the wind. Tuesday's gone with the wind. My baby's gone.
I'm riding my blues, babe. Trying to ride my blues.